Prologue, Benzonia, Michigan, 1894. Shortly after 4:30, Ralph, age 17, awoke in the dark. The sun would not rise for another 4 hours. He slid silently from beneath the heavy layers of worn quilts and shivered into his overalls, then pulled another pair of wool socks over the thinner ones he'd worn to sleep in. He decided not to use the pot beneath the bed, though Lottie would see to it later. He'd be out in the barn in a few minutes. He went downstairs to the kitchen, where his sister Lottie, now 15 years old, had stirred up the fire. She had warmed some water in a basin for his hasty ablutions and set a plate of cookies on the table. He nodded to her, slid two handfuls of cookies into his pockets of his overalls, and stepped into his father's oversized boots. He pulled a thick cap, knitted by his mother, down as far as it would go on his head, put a heavily patched and stained jacket, and then, after some thought, wrapped a knitted scarf around his neck and lower face so that only his eyes showed. A year ago, he'd have put on the scarf only under duress and pulled it down as soon as he was out of sight from the house. But now he felt his mother would have wanted him to wear it. Skin froze quickly in the 16-degree Michigan winter air, especially when the wind blew hard across the frozen lake. He put on the woolen mittens knitted by his sister and added two leather mitts without thumbs. Thus dressed, as well as their means allowed against the wind, Ralph stepped outside, carrying the broken-off spade they kept inside the kitchen door during winter. He fought his way through the drifts, some of them navel-deep in the dark, toward the barn he knew to be awaiting him. The day was starting out well. The door swung open on the first hard shove. Other days, the door was either half buried in snowdrifts or frozen into a sill of ice that required several minutes chipping with the edge of the shovel to clear it away. Ralph stepped into the warm smells of hay, grain, and cow flatulence. Leaning the spade against the now closed door, he stripped off the leather mitts and shoved them inside the pocket of his overalls, careful not to damage the cookies. They were the only breakfast he'd have until morning chores were done. He fished out one of the last lucifer matches out of the box on the windowsill. An eerie light came through that small, dirty-paned window with its load of cobwebs and fly husks. Sometimes Ralph wondered whether the snow didn't produce its own light at night. He lit the lantern that hung from a bent nail on one of the low rafters and turned the knob to set the flame at its lowest. Lamp oil was costly. He began to fork hay through the trapdoor down to the level where the two family cows stood mooing with impatience. As each cow munched on her carefully allotted ration of hay, Ralph warmed his hands under his armpits. This was an oft-debated topic among northern dairy farmers, but Ralph believed that cows hated icy hands on their teats. He remembered, with a small smile, the many times his older brother Roy had been kicked, Ralph believed, because he was in too much of a hurry to warm his hands properly. Made a mess of the milking and refused to even help with the chickens. Yup, that was Roy, all right. You want the quick and easy way, their father would always admonish, as Roy cursed and got to his feet, righting the milk pail and often as not knocking a chunk of cow manure into the pail from his shirt sleeve. Still, his father rarely sounded angry with Roy as he sometimes did with Ralph. But then, Roy was the oldest, and according to his mother, being the oldest made him especially blessed by God. Ralph leaned his head against the cow's warm side and began pulling, one, two, one, two. The thin metallic splashing sounds rising to his ears from the bucket. He reflected, not for the first time, that God wasn't entirely angry and vengeful, as their mother had so often claimed. God had had the mercy to wait until Ralph was old enough to do a man's work before he'd allowed mother to be poisoned with arsenic and father to be arrested for her murder.